Hey, everybody. This is In the Word Podcast with Will and Marie. I'm Will.
And I'm Marie.
And welcome to episode 254.
Wow.
And we're just moving right along here. We're trying to get to 1,000 episodes, right?
Seems like we have a long way to go.
When you say yeah.
254, you know, wow.
Yeah, we have a long way to go. We're only one fourth. We're just over the one quarter mark.
Oh, wow.
On our way to 1,000 episodes. And that's just a random number. Yeah. I just kind of like made that up.
Maybe 500 would be more.
Yeah, we'll just see. You know, if we got on a more regular schedule,
yeah,
we would probably hit that target number. But
what would regular mean? Like daily, or just how many we did in a week?
Yeah, like maybe if we did, you know, 3 or 4 a week,
mm-hmm.
Or something like that. Okay. Every other day. Okay. You know, we keep them short and pithy, and you know, to the point. Just little quick hits on what the word says about a given topic. Like, for instance, today, you know, Matthew chapter 5, verse 6 says, mm-hmm. "Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled."
Yes.
Boy, that seems like a whole lot to comprehend, because mm-hmm. hungering and thirsting, we know that's basically a physical craving, a natural affinity towards food and drink. We have to have food to live. I think we can, you know, the average person might be able to survive around 3 days or so, you know, without water, and, you know, maybe 40 days or whatever. I don't know how long the average human being can go without food.
Without food, right.
But we know ultimately we do have to eat.
Yeah.
But the Lord says in his word in Matthew, when he was on the Mount of Temptation, that man shall not live by bread alone,
right,
but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we know that we need spiritual food as well.
Exactly. More than, you know, that was like ultimate to him, that spiritual food. I think spiritual food would take care of everything else. What do you think?
Yeah, I think if we get spiritual food, that the Lord can supernaturally sustain us.
Yeah.
You know, if the truth be known, you know, the Lord can provide us food and provide us sustenance. I mean, there are passages in the Bible where people would go long periods of time without food.
Without food,
you know, and the Lord sustained them. But just, you know, barring miraculous divine intervention, you know, we need food.
Right.
We need food as a natural means of sustaining our lives. I like what Job says in Job chapter 23, verse 12, when he says, "I have not departed from the command of his lips," capital H, referring to God. "I have treasured the words of his mouth more than my necessary food."
Yes.
Yeah. Isn't that something?
That is something.
You know, he treasured the Lord's words even more than he treasured food. And I know that there are people that are...
Do you think that's a gift?
To be able to fast for a long period of time, or to just have that kind of desire?
Have that kind of desire.
I think the Lord, at the end of the day, I really still feel that the Lord has to put it in us.
Okay.
He, you know, it's, I like what Paul says in Philippians, that is he that is at work in you, you know, to will and to do of his good pleasure.
Yeah.
So I think the Lord ultimately gives us that insatiable desire, that you know, unquenchable thirst to want him.
Exactly.
But then I think part of it is on us.
It's on us, yeah. Because, at some level, it's on us.
Yeah. Because Jude made this amazing statement. I thought of this before we started, that he says, "I felt," and this is verse 3 of Jude, "I felt the necessity to write to you, appealing that you contend earnestly for the faith." Yes. Which was once handed down to the saints. That's the New American Standard Version. So I think that there is a part of us that we, too, need to contend.
We can't just sit back and think God is going to do it all. We have to show him something by our actions towards that, I believe.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So there has to be some sort of organic, innate desire in us that says, but I want to be saved. I want to be like Job. I want to desire his word more than my natural food. I want to contend earnestly for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Right. I want to hunger and thirst.
Yes. You know, that is good.
So I think we need to do that. And I think there has to be a desire on our part to initiate that.
Yes.
But I think God, of course, is he who gives us the strength, the effort, you know, the ability to carry it out.
Yes. I believe once he sees us coming near to him, then he makes it even stronger.
Yeah.
Because
he says, draw near unto me.
Yes.
You know, and that his heart is, you know, searching throughout the earth, looking for those whose heart are you know, toward him.
Yes,
you know, he'll make them strong, you know, to strengthen those desires. So, so Lord, just help us to be that person that's hungry and thirsting for your righteousness. Help us to be hungry. Help us to have an insatiable appetite for you and your word and your ways and your will and your plans and your purpose.
Yes.
We ask in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
God bless you, and we'll see you next time.